Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, you know, poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots to know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And then remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call any time assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And why, of course, we're celebrating today National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. I gotta love the cream cheese brownies. Our friend Donna makes the best that I've had, so maybe you've had some better ones somewhere. Let's have a competition. Let me know where you're getting yours. I will share the experience with you. It's great. Or we'll ask Donna if she will. I don't make them. I just eat them. Interesting stuff there. Moving right along. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 71 points now as we speak at 20,243. Oil at $54.07 barrel. Moving right up there, which is good news in some markets. Obviously, it does not help our gas price situation, but it does help when we're looking at some of the drillers. So they're able to hire more people. That's always good news out in that arena. For the national gasoline, $2.26.7. Here in the state of confusion, $2.84.1 is the cost of a gallon of gasoline. And we can also look further and see what that's doing to our 10-year treasury notes, because they are up ever so slightly at 2.401 is the yield on U.S. 10-year treasury right now. So that's just a little bit of catch-up, and we'll talk about the import prices up 0.4% from December above the consensus. So we've seen that moving a little bit right there. Not necessarily in a good direction for when we're talking about inflation, so we'll keep our eye on that one. Obviously, inflation is the big number. When we start looking at what's going on in the marketplace, when we look at what is going to happen with interest rates, I did start hearing some news this morning that we might see only one interest rate increase this year. So that's a little bit of a change from the three interest rate increases that we were hearing about from the Federal Reserve. Who knows where they're going, but that's the concept there, that they may end up increasing only once this year. Amazing there. So we are watching. We saw the Ninth Circuit of Appeals yesterday came out and decided that they knew more about the threats to the United States and the national security of the United States than did the President of the United States. That's a pretty interesting concept, but that was their point. They know more, so they're going to stop or continue the halt on that travel ban. Does that make any sense? Do you think they've got enough understanding that they could make a decision like that? Well, the idea here is, depends on the reports you use and what numbers come out. Somewhere between 80 and 86% of the time, the Ninth Circuit of Appeals ends up being overturned by the United States Supreme Court. 86% failure rate is what that basically says. What industry could survive an 86% failure rate? Only when you're dealing with government. I'm going to suggest they ought to just close down the Ninth Circuit. If they close down the Ninth Circuit, the idea there would be that, you know, hey, maybe merge those judges or those appellate judges into other courts that have a little more sanity, that maybe understand the Constitution better. Maybe they can offset what these characters are doing. Just a thought there. I'm just one individual, but that's the idea. Interesting. That's just kind of my personal opinion. Anytime a judge says they know more, they can give a better indication of what's happening in our world, especially from a national security standpoint. I'm a little worried about that. You tell me your thoughts, 800-306-1990, or send me an email. ron@ronsiegelradio.com is our source. More of the lunatics in America. Unbelievable.
Nothing but a little air and superiority.
Obviously, we know that more than 3,000 men and children perished in the 9/11 terror attacks. And now we've got a principal, Steve Nelson, who runs Manhattan's Calhoun School. Cost $60,000 to send your kid to Manhattan's Calhoun School. Could you imagine $60,000 to send your child to school? This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, he basically said that Donald Trump is more dangerous than the 9/11 attacks. I'm going to read the story to you. I just couldn't believe this. It's more troubling than 3,000 innocent men, women, and children perishing in 9/11 terror attacks. Donald Trump, according to a principal at a ritzy and reportedly progressive New York City private school. As I mentioned, it cost $60,000 to attend there. Parents of Calhoun students recently received a note from Nelson claiming Trump's election is more troubling than the worst terror attack in U.S. history. And I'll quote, "I watched soot-covered New Yorkers grimly trudging north on West End Avenue on 9/11, Nelson wrote in an email, according to the New York Post. He added, "I'm more troubled now." Nelson went on to write that there are matters that transcend political diversity, according to Post, which sought opinion from parents at the school. One parent says, "It was inappropriate, it was offensive, it is condescending. This is a liberal school, so I guess that's the approach, but it was too much," according to another parent. But the 9/11 comment wasn't the only questionable historical event mentioned in Nelson's message. The 70-year-old principal also compared Trump's election to Martin Luther King's assassination and Watergate. Nelson later told the Post he felt his remarks were well-received. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, earlier in the week in Chicago, a letter was sent to parents at Chicago Public Schools blasting Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner and Trump cheating, quote-unquote, school children via budget cuts. Now, I wonder if that the principal in Chicago had any clue, because Donald Trump hasn't cut any budget yet. So I wonder where he's getting his information, what they're referring to. It's amazing how these folks come up with some of this lunatic stuff and have no basis, no foundation for what they're talking about. When they talk about, I mean, think about this one, Chuck Schumer yesterday. And you want to talk about dividing a country. Chuck Schumer, floor of the Senate, said that the confirmation of Dr. Tom Price to be HHS secretary was going to kill Americans. Really? Do these guys have any sense of decorum? Do they have any sense of a knowledge of the balance of powers? I know that under the Obama administration, they just put through anything they wanted to. They didn't even try. In the first 3 weeks, the president has already hosted more Democrat legislators at the White House, and I think President Obama probably did in his whole tenure. So you see who's trying to work with whom is the question right there. It's amazing just watching some of these things going on in our country, in Washington, D.C. It just baffles the mind as to how this could possibly be going on this way. We're going to talk a lot about credit today. Credit reports, credit scores, up yours. That's going to be our topic. You're listening to Ron Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Reasons to love using a real estate professional, ways to ease your money stress, and 8 Valentine's gifts for that special someone in your life. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, and as we race towards Valentine's Day. Actually, let's do the Your Credit Matters segment first, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You can hear me thinking live as we, out loud as we just kind of blow through this Friday morning. Ways to ease your money stress is the topic of the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Ways to ease your money stress. I'm going to chat about that first, and then we'll get into it. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about credit reports and credit scores, how you can up yours. According to an American Psychology Association survey in 2009, 80% of Americans found the financial crisis to be causing them stress. A significant number, a number significantly higher than 66% from 3 years earlier. Finding money once a week makes a couple more than 30% more likely to get a divorce, and money stress is a major cause of unhappiness. Learning how to ease your money stress may not be easy, but developing this ability can not only make you happier, but more financially secure. When you can see your financial situation in a clear light, your decisions are much easier. So I'm going to give you a few items to help with that. Number one, identify your money problems. Hard to solve a financial issue if you don't recognize it, if you don't identify it. if you don't get on the bandwagon of dealing with it. Examine bank statements, credit card bills, any debts and open accounts, and assess your exact standing. Number two, determine which habits are causing problems. Money is often tied to emotion, and it's important to take a long look at what drives your anger. Perhaps your money, perhaps your value of money is to indicate status or compensate for a feel of inadequacy, to show others how much you care, or even a product of attitudes formed in childhood. Find out what your emotional connection is to money and understand the way this affects your values and actions. Number three, communicate with your partner. Applicable to marital financial stress, being deliberate in expressing concerns and staying open with your spouse is crucial to alleviating stress. If there are problems, solving them together and hiding important details from one another is a much healthier way to approach your finances. Be strict in budgeting. Once you understand your situation and your approach to your finances, it becomes much clearer where and how you can cut back. Part of this is having a very rigorous budget, which may be difficult to adapt to, but provides more security and peace of mind than failing to plan. And number five, save. 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 When unexpected expenses do come your way, like car repairs, medicals, and the like, having an emergency fund provides an extra security and never leaves you feeling unprepared. We're going to chat about that more in a minute, but that was your Credit Matters segment today, brought to you again by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. The biggest question that comes about is, what are you doing about it? And I did see a report. It's amazing how many times we see this same report talking about the amount of Americans that just don't have savings. And I just saw this one come out again that during the financial downturn and since, 46% of consumers say they have less than $800 in savings. And of that group, nearly half have less than $100, according to a new survey from CashNet USA. Think about that. So we don't save, which I just talked to you a little bit about the concept of ways to ease your money stress. And we learn also that half of Americans have less than $800 in savings, less than $800 in savings. So if we're not saving any money, is it any wonder that we can end up with a lot of stress from that concept, from you never know. There's never a reservation for certain items that come up in our lives. Some of those items, I have a friend of mine just recently, right after some of the floods, traveling, I think it was in the Murrieta area, and hit an unseen in the rain, a large, taking out two tires, two wheels on the side of her car. If she didn't have an emergency fund for that, what do you think would have been her strategy? What do you think she would have done? She would have been stuck out there in the middle of Murrieta. Because if you don't have enough money to put the new tires and new wheels on, what are you going to do? Now, there are some areas where, insurance covers some of that. I understand that. There are certain areas where the cities and the municipalities will compensate people for some of those road hazards, the unexpected road hazards. But the whole issue just becomes, if you're not ready for it, it could really cause some serious problems for you. And a lot of us now see these reports. $800. One other report recently came out saying that there was $1,000 that people did not have an emergency fund set up for some of these items. It's just amazing how that continues to happen. Well, one of the areas we always have to look at, though, is watch out for scams. And this is prime season for scams. I don't know if you're getting them, but I'm getting probably 3 to 4 emails a day with some sort of a scam. And the biggest one is obviously the phishing scam. Was it yesterday? I got your account has been frozen from PayPal, but it wasn't from a PayPal address. And I got another one using an expletive: why the F did you use my credit card? And there's a linked document there. And it went to an email address that is not attached to any of my credit cards. It's not attached. In fact, it's an old email address that it was sent to. Didn't even open them. Well, the big scams right now is phishing, and there's no bigger threat. Phishing was recognized as a word by the Oxford Dictionary more than 10 years ago. It's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, not the F-I-S-H-I-N-G. But it was recognized by the Oxford Dictionary 10 years ago, and the main reason I thought of Yogi Berra's deja vu quip. By now, it is a home truth that there are fishers out there. Catfishing is a regular part of the popular imagination, and phishing emails hit our inboxes with the same regularity as the various promotional emails get from retailers and media outlets. Phishing emails take many forms, but they are most commonly pointed at getting enough of your personal identifiable information to get fraud in your name. They also commonly contain a link that places malware on your computer. These programs can do a variety of things. None of them good, ranging from recruiting your machine into a botnet, distributed denial of service attack, to place a keystroke recorder on your computer, to access bank, credit card, credit union, brokerage accounts, all that stuff. Here's what you need to know. The IRS will never send you an email to initiate any business with you. If you get them, look at the domain name from anybody else that you get an email from. So if you're getting an email from PayPal, if you're getting an email from your credit card company, make sure that the email address that it's coming from is logical to you before you open it. Just look at the sending email address. And if it doesn't make sense to you, don't open it. Because once you open those docs, especially if there's a link in there, if it's got a link to a Word document, a link to a shortener, you know, a lot of times you have these shorteners out there that'll so you don't have to put the whole string of a name in there. Just be very careful of those. Another tax on the criminal tax preparation scams. You learned how to do homework in school for a reason. Not all tax preparers are the same, and you must vet anyone you're thinking about using well before handing over a shred of your personal identifying information. Get at least 3 references. Check online if there are any reviews and call them. Check the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call at 800-306-1990 and see if our team knows of these issues or has any resources for you. This time of year, tax prep offices that are actually fronts for criminal identity theft tend to pop up around the country in strip malls and other properties and then promptly disappear a few days later. Just had this conversation yesterday with my son. He got a new job, and they're asking, they're wanting to know his insurance. They want beneficiary information. So he called me and said, "Dad, I need your social security number for this form." And I said, "No, you don't. They don't. If you give them my name and my number and my phone number and my address, they don't need my social security number because those forms are going to be turned into somebody." And I can tell you, leading a lending team, the rules and regulations for what we call non-public information, that'd be your social security number, birth date, income, things like that. I mean, you can make your birthday public by putting it on social media. I don't recommend it. But you can put that out there. But here's the issue is when you go and put that out there, the more information people can glean from different sources, and it's not that hard anymore, the easier it becomes for them to steal your identity. Right now, especially because everyone's just getting all of their tax reports, tax forms. As you're getting your tax forms, you're going to start seeing, or you already have seen, that you're getting your Social Security number being mailed to you on the 1099s and W-2s. People go around and steal mail. Well, by the time they get your Social Security number, they've got your address, they've got your name, they go on Social Security and get your birth date. That's all it takes to go to any place and open up a credit card in your name. Think about that. Shady tax preparation. Again, phishing emails may not be claimed as stealing your personal identifiable information, planting malware on your computer. They may be simply aimed at getting your attention and business through enticing and fraudulent offers of a really big tax refund. Again, understand what you've got going on. If you don't believe that you're going to have a really big tax refund, don't go falling for one of these scams that lead you to believe that you're going to get it all of a sudden for some mysterious reason. Just because they're nice people, the IRS is going to give you a big tax refund. Hogwash, if it sounds too good to be true. Mom ever tell you that? If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Not too good to be true that you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with credit reports, FICO scores, up yours, reasons to love using a real estate pro, Valentine's gifts for that special someone. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. connect with us at facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or you can go to iTunes. Just go to MBELinks, MaryBoyEdwardLinks.com/iTunes. We're right there.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need trust guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. A few reasons for love using a real estate professional. That is our topic of the real-time real estate segment today. The VIP Hero Program, if you are one of the heroes, that would be active, retired, or reserve military, first responders, police, fire, there's teachers, nurses, whole host of folks, and there's now a new affinity program from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage as well. Go to VIPHeroProgram.com, see if you qualify for that one. If you're out there thinking about buying a new house, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, N-E-S-T to 79564, and get on that home search. So there are some reasons to love using a real estate professional, hiring a real estate professional to guide you through the process of buying a home or selling your house can be one of the best decisions you make. They're there to help you with paperwork, explaining the process, negotiations, and help you with pricing, both when making an offer or setting the right price for your home. One of the top reasons to hire a real estate professional is their understanding of your local market. and how the conditions in your neighborhood will impact your experience. Think about all those things. Some great tools that you can get on Nest as well. It talks about the walking score of the properties that you're looking at, schools, how they rank for the properties that you're looking at. So there's really some great tools right there. It's all free and no advertising when you go to that tool. Text Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Just some really, really good information right there. And I highly encourage you to go there and grab that amazing information. So, talking about credit reports, credit scoring, maybe get collections. That's a big issue that we hear all the time, is getting collections off of a credit report. So how do you do it? What's the scope of that? And it may not be as difficult as you think. A lot of times collections will damage your score for an extended period of time. And the reason that happens is a combination. Number one, the fact of being in that section of the report, that alone is a detriment to your score. So when it says collections or public record, that area of the report can be problematic for you. Sometimes when you pay those items, it has like a double whammy on you, because it takes the trade line that's under above on the report and makes it into something current. So one of the areas that you might be able to do there is give a call to the creditor and try and make an agreement with them that they're going to remove the item from your credit report. Now, a lot of times they'll say, well, we can't do that. Hogwash. They can do that. The only thing that's mandatory on your credit report is items that are complete, that are accurate, and that are verifiable. If they don't choose to verify it, they don't have to verify it. If they want to put it on there, they don't have to. So when you negotiate with them that you're going to make a payment or you're going to pay it off, part of that could be that I'm only going to do this on the assumption or on the agreement that you're going to remove that from my credit report. And then what you do on the check that you send, or if you send certified funds, right above the endorsement line, you put on there contingent on removing from credit report. That way when they sign it, you've actually got the documentation there. Share that with people and with any kind of credit bureau down the road when you get a copy of that canceled check. And you can have that taken off. Now, there are certain areas where things are supposed to come off as a course of business. There are some of the items, in fact, some of the more recent FICO updates, like medical bills. Sometimes these aren't even going to go on there for 180 days from the time that they occur. There have been new laws that they've been trying to put through. One of the most frustrating things about collection accounts is that once they are on your credit report, the damage is done. Again, we got to resolve it. Settle them, pay them in full. But they still can remain a credit report for many years, affecting your scores and flagging you as a higher risk to lenders. That's why you want to get them removed. It can be a long time before you completely put them behind you. By law, collection accounts may be reported for up to 7 years, plus 180 days from the day you first fell behind with the original creditor. So if you stop paying a department store card in January, say 2015, for example, and it later went up in collections, that collection account could be reported until June of 2022, right? So from 2015 to 2022, so 2024, if that's an item now. The newest credit scoring model, FICO 9, and the latest version of the Vantage score ignore collection accounts with a zero balance when calculating credit scores. Here's the issue. Most lenders are using older credit scoring, so they don't even see the idea that what's going on with FICO 9. If you look at a credit report, more often than not now, they're using, well, I can look it up for you, but they're not using any of the old stuff. That's, or any of the newer things. Give you an idea of how to understand that a little bit better is when you here's the easiest way to understand the concept. FICO 9 would be kind of like Windows 10. I don't know what Windows are on right now. And the scoring model, I'm looking at right now, it looks like, if I've got the model, Equifax is using version 5, I believe it is. It looks like Experian, it doesn't show it on this report what they're using, and TransUnion's doesn't show what they're using either on this particular report I just pulled up. But they're, see that, using 5. So that would be like using Windows 95. Could you imagine how all the upgrades that have happened since then will not necessarily show up there? So you want to make sure that you're getting the best information on there. I know last year, and I don't ever agree with anything Maxine Waters does, but she proposed a bill that would reduce the time negative information days on a credit report to 4 years and required that paid and settled debts be moved from credit reports within 45 days. That legislation stalled in Congress. Why? Well, how are you going to be able to get – how is anybody going to know what an individual's true payment history is and the outlook? See, the idea of a credit report is not really to tell, it's to give a creditor some sort of an idea as to what they can anticipate for the future, what they might be able to do as far as giving you credit, giving you a better rate. See, these are unintended consequences. That's the things that people like Maxine Waters don't have a clue to. The investors are always going to want to lend their money out and get a fair rate of return. Some might say it's an exorbitant rate of return, but whatever, it's their money. They get to do what they want. Now, if you have an exceptional credit report, if you've got a better than average credit risk, they're going to give you a benefit for that. If they don't have a way of knowing that you're better than average risk, they're just going to charge you a higher rate. It's called unintended consequences. Maxine Waters is clueless, doesn't understand these kind of things, my opinion. So you have to just be careful when you're looking at some of those items, when you're dealing with somebody like a Maxine Waters, because she basically wants to go out there and try and control everything about everybody in every area, and it just doesn't work that way. The investors, are, at the end of the day, are going to still make the decision, do they want to lend you money or don't they want to lend you money? And if they don't want to lend you money, she can't go out there and try and force it, because they're just going to, that's where we are right now. See, they did that with the CFPB. They went and put all those rules in under Dodd-Frank. And what did that accomplish for the average person? And no one's talking about this part of it right now. They're saying they want the Wall Street and they want the banks to be more risky. And they want them to lend money. But then they put all these rules on there and say, well, you're going to lend money under these rules. Well, we've now seen that, no, they're not going to lend money under those rules. They're just going to hoard the money. They're going to say it's cheaper for us not to lend the money, safer for us not to lend the money than follow all those rules or try and deal with all those rules that the banks don't understand and some of the community banks can't even afford. They don't do it. Just a thought there. So when you start thinking about, well, maybe the government should get involved, no, you don't want them to get involved. That's the last thing you want. And that's why we're talking about getting rid of regulation. That's why when the Trump administration came in, whether you like them or not, they talked about cutting on two regulations for every one new regulation they put on there. Wouldn't that be amazing if they did the same thing with the budget? For every time they put something new on the budget, cut one thing off. We haven't done that in years. That's why our budget always is growing. It's always ballooning, and we can't keep control of it. And that's why you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, some Valentine gifts for that special someone and more about FICO scores up yours. We'll talk about it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a minute.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you.
Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com. Call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 186677.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, just heard a new one yesterday. If you got involved recently with a down payment assistance program, many times those have no prepayment penalty and they come with a higher than market interest rate. Might be wise to look at that and see if you give a call to the team over Gold Star and see if maybe they can help you out in getting a better interest rate for that home or that refinancing, get that done right now while interest rates are still at attractive levels. So it's just a thought for you, another tool, another plan. Valentine's Day coming up, first of the week. Some Valentine's gifts for that special someone in your life. Let's see what they might have come up with in, from my crack team today, probably trying to prank on me or something here. So there are, again, remember, as we've been talking about right along, keep tabs on your budget. All of the items that we're going to talk about are less than $25. And again, make sure that you're budget conscious. Lizzie Shaw Studio Love Tokens. Never heard of this one, but your Valentine, you might surprise your Valentine with this sweet little pouch of love tokens. Your Gonza bag comes with silk flower petals and 14 assorted handmade shrink film tokens. Perfect for sprinkle around as a prize. You got to love that one. I should have some music playing in the background on this. Chat photo books. Create a keepsake with photos from a recent trip, event, or your year together using their site or app. A lot of different sites. Chat books has this. I know Costco has something like that. Shutterfly, they'll have different chat books. Kiss My Pump's desktop notepad. If your boss lady, Valentine, could use a little order in her quest for world domination, this 52 planner may help. Great for to-do lists and grand ideas. A portion of the proceeds benefit Girls Up, a campaign from the United Nations Foundation. $13 item, paperepiphanies.com is the source for that one. Cadeau Fold and Go Blanket. My wife's always cold, so CABEAU.com, Cabot Fold and Go Blanket. I'd have to look at that one. Sumi Pocket Juice. It's a 4,000 mega amp solo portable charger. Slim charger provides an impressive 6 hours of additional talk time, 48 hours of audio. That's a good one. You always need one of those. 888 at Walmart. Tommy Hilfiger's men's boxer brief or women's boy shorts. Fun stuff. Keeper Eye Mask is another one on the list. It's a really attractive item. Wand by Pure Wine. If your love enjoys wine but can't tolerate the side effects, they may enjoy the wand. One individually wrapped stick absorbs the histamines and sulfites from a glass of wine, preventing all those unfortunate side effects like headaches and skin irritation. Get an 8-pack for $25. That might be a fun one to look at. Just... interesting. I used to do it, be in the import business. When Valentine's Day appears on a weekday, there is the sales, retail sales are significantly larger than if it's on a weekend. Again, that's just those people that are out there buying for their workplace. So just a thought right there for you. There, that is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. We've been talking this morning about credit reports, credit scores, up yours. Love that title on that one. I don't know why. I just kind of get into that one. How to protect your money under Trump's financial regulations is part of the process. Obviously, you always want to be making sure that you're doing whatever you can. Money. The more you save, the more you're able to get your credit scores to where they need to be, where you're being very, very fruitful with what you're doing. And again, there's a lot of scams out there right now. Amazing how many topics I've been getting that are scam related. So just be careful of the ways of the scams. Maybe not thinking about items that you should, maybe you shouldn't be putting in your credit card. Some things to think twice about on your card. They can fund large purchases, build credit, and help consumers establish financial independence, but they can also get cardholders into major financial trouble when used improperly. Not all credit card purchases are created equal, and some should be completely sidestepped to avoid unmanageable credit card debt. Now, there's two different schools of thought on this. Some are depends on how fiscally responsible you are. If you are fiscally responsible, then some of these may not apply to you. For instance, if you're paying your monthly utility bills on a credit card, you might want to do that if you've got a rewards credit card, but go online and make the send a check immediately for that, or set it up so it's an auto pay ahead of time and put the monthly utilities on the credit card so that you understand exactly that you're not racking up or building that up. I did have days of the financial crisis. I had a gentleman call me. He needed to do a refinance. He had a pay option ARM loan, which many people disliked. If it was used the right way, it was a great product. Used the wrong way, it could be disastrous. And this gentleman was using it the wrong way. And on top of that, he was going with credit cards. So he was making a payment that did not even cover his interest expense every month. And then he was using his credit cards to pay his property taxes. And by the time he came to me, he had about $140,000 in credit card debt. How do you get that much credit card debt? Well, whenever he got an offer for a new credit card, he would accept that offer, balance transfer from the old credit card, use the old credit card to pay the tuition. And then when he got a new credit card, he just stepped everything up one. And the bureaus, the credit companies, started looking at him and saying, well, this guy must be a great risk, because he keeps getting new cards and he keeps paying for them. So they kept offering him more and more. Another item, be careful of putting on a credit card, college tuition. Again, I'm not a fan of college tuition, especially now that we know, I think it's about 75% of the colleges are not even allowing the young people to have a open mind. If they talk about something politically or they challenge anything politically, then they're a disgrace to the university or the institution, and they're chastised. I'm not a fan of that. I would watch any school that had that kind of a reputation, and I wouldn't be paying the tuition for my child to go there. But that aside, be careful of putting tuition on a credit card. You want to watch that one. The fee of the credit cards are expensive. Student loans are far cheaper than using a credit card if you need a student loan. In that instance, there's also other benefits and costs to both of those. Again, settling tax debt, we talked about that one. Going in debt to pay debt and going from, I think IRS last I heard was about a 10% interest charge. Now, if you go and put it on a credit card, we just shared with you earlier in the week when we talked about debt settlement, a consumer that had credit card debt, and it was up as much as 27% on a couple of their cards. So be careful of putting a tax debt on there. In many instances, not every, I can't speak on everyone, but in many instances, the IRS wants you to communicate, acknowledge, and work things out. They're not looking to kill you. They want their money. And many times they'll work on a payment plan for you. Taking out cash advances against your credit card can be another one that can be problematic. Be careful there. Not only do they charge interest, but they're charging you money for taking out that advance. Charging your business startup expenses. That's another. Be careful of that one. There are, save your money to start the business. That's the idea there, as opposed to going and putting everything on a credit card and paying 20% interest. Can end up getting you into some serious, serious trouble. And there are some wacky things that I have seen that get put on a credit card. It's amazing where people will do dog expenses, hobby. You have to understand, what are you dealing with? Is the business a hobby or is it a business? Your kid's soccer team or going out auto racing is probably a hobby. It's not a business. Now, you can make those into a business and then make them deductible by a legitimate business. If you're selling something at the soccer event or at the baseball, Little League, or at a football, your kid's football programs, well, it may be that it is deductible. You got to talk to a tax professional about it and see what it is. Now, your child's admission or their fees to join, I don't know. Those probably would be hard to say that that's a business expense. But if you're bringing water bottles and they've got your company name on it all the time, if you're supplying hats and they've got your company name on it or your logo, you might be able to do something there. Talk to a tax professional. Vacations and beach homes. Are those business or are they pleasure? Now, if you're in the real estate business, if you're in the mortgage business, if you're selling, again, something to those people, or if you've got a service you're doing there, they might be very well a business opportunity. But again, watch out. Protect yourself. Get great tax counsel. That's the bottom line of that whole subject right there. Talk to your tax professional. Find out what's legal, what's not legal, and stay on the correct side of the law. That's the issue that we're talking about right there. And again, as always, I ask, set your first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. And have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
An older mile a minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call. I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.